Passover in the desert, which become a 12-year tradition for Wilderness Torah. The theme was weaving the fabric of our culture, weaving the cultural fabric. How many of you went on that journey and wove with us, with each other? How about shout out a word about that time? What did you bring back, like one word?
Presence.
Village life.
Home.
Seasonness.
Insight.
Hope.
Vision.
Reclaiming.
Nourishment.
Love.
Purpose.
Heart.
Stars.
Gratitude.
Yes.
Generation.
Love.
Village.
Regenerative culture.
Acceptance.
Fire. It was very hot. Everything that was just said and so much more was baked into this fabric that we wove together. And when we're weaving a cultural fabric, there are many strands that we weave. And each of us hold one, perhaps a few, sometimes many. But it requires us all, with our unique threads, to weave that fabric. And some of the ways that we weave is across the ages, cross-culturally, across many realms of inclusivity, including age, race, gender, sexual orientation, Jewishness, and across all faiths, or those who don't believe. All are welcome as we weave this tapestry. And this year at Wilderness Torah's Passover in the Desert, something very beautiful happened that I want to invoke our dear friend Ariel Vagosin, who could not be here tonight. But she made a beautiful invocation that in some ways became a little prophetic. Mm-hmm. And what she named was centering those on the margins. And when that began to happen, I felt a certain magic, that fabric started to shimmer. It wasn't just cloth anymore. And one of the things that I observed with my eyes, and perhaps others did too, is when we wove that fabric, and when that fabric began to shimmer like that, a real opportunity arose. For some it was great joy, and for others it was real deep healing. Real deep pain was allowed to be expressed within that field, that tapestry. Traumas that had been carried for a really long time were allowed to be expressed, felt, and moved. at that sacred fire in particular, that we tended for 7 days out there in the desert, real movement happened. That fire was very powerful. And we learned from a few weeks ago in Shemini that the fire can be dangerous when you're playing with fire. We remember in this Torah portion, Acharimot, we remember Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aaron, who when they bring a strange fire, they transcend. We don't know exactly what happens, but we do know that Aaron is left silent, a silence that is so painful. And in this Torah portion, some weeks later, instructions are given to Aaron on how to move this forward. What is the ritual? Two goats. One goat which is slaughtered, blood is offered, the flesh is offered, and the second goat is the goat of Azazel, the one whom Aaron puts his hands on and speaks out the iniquities, the ways in which he has missed the mark, the way the community has missed the mark. And then that goat is sent off into the Midbar, into the wilderness. Now we commonly understand this goat to be a sacrifice, to be a goat that is like our bad stuff is put on and it's sent out, it's exiled along with our bad stuff. Well, I'm not sure if that reading is correct based on what I saw in the desert. Because when we go to the desert, when we go to the wilderness, I watched really powerful healing happen there. So perhaps Azazel is a reminder that we make our sacrifices and our offerings where we are together, and at times we have to send ourselves, perhaps part of ourselves, have to go out into the wilderness. Because out in the Midbar, we can heal. We can heal. How many of you at this pass of the desert witnessed healing happen in that desert? If you see someone with their hand up, approach them. Keep your hand up for a moment. Take a look. Pick somebody. After this, ask them what they saw out there. Because the stories are amazing for me. And it's also in the wilderness where we begin to learn how to weave the fabric, how we weave a tapestry that is strong enough to hold a community that can do healing. And this is the part of my devar that I want to call Beyond Yitro, Beyond Jethro. Because in the Parsha Yitro, Moses' father-in-law, in a time when the tribe is now in the desert, the tribe's coming together, Moses is the man. Everyone's coming to Moses to deal with conflicts, figure out how to do things, resolve the issues, set up the Mishkan, everything. Of course, Moses is completely losing it because he's a one-man show. And the Midianite priest comes and says, Moses, you got to chill. You can't do this alone. You have to designate your judges. You have to designate your elders to set up a structure, a hierarchy to deal with all the problems. And so they do. And of course, in that society, it was men. And it was a hierarchy, and, you know, the Torah says it worked. Peace was in the nation. But that was an epoch and a half ago. So what is it beyond Yitro? What do we learn now? How do we look at that and say, what do we do now? And so I look to our dear Rebbe, Rebbe Zalman Shachter Shalom, Zichrono Livracha. He talked about this very explicit in the times that we're in. What does it mean to go out in the wilderness and begin with the raw material of our neshama, our soul, begin with the raw material of community? How would we do that? And he said many times, and he wrote in Geologist of the Soul, a book I recommend, a book on Rebbecraft, on how to be a Rebbe in these times. And he said, it's no longer a time for one person to be the Rebbe, but that each of us steps into that place in our time, in our way. A beautiful story, you know, and Reb Zalman was a real Rebbe. But a beautiful story, he had his Talmidim around him, and he sat in the throne in the room, and everyone was like, whoa, what's going on? And he gave a little word of Torah, and everyone was like, oh my God, it's bizarre. And then he stood up, and he said, everyone, rotate one chair to the left. And the next person sat down, and they're like, oh. And they did that over and over and over again until everyone sat in that chair and was the Rebbe. So in weaving a multi-generational, pluralistic, inclusive community, what I'm learning, because I'm learning how to do this, what is at the key is that each person is, and their interests are heard, are seen, and are represented within that fabric. But there are plenty of opportunities for us each to stand up and offer our Torah. That leaders who represent who we are and our identities need to be in place. This is something to aspire to and work in our Jewish institutions, Wilderness Torah, one of them. And have elders in place to support us and to keep the peace when things go awry. Because in this time of change, we are changing old structures. We are learning how to weave this fabric of life again for our time. And it is a really important work. It is a difficult work. And we will fall down. We did in the desert over and over again. But beautifully, we stayed together. And behind me is one of Wilderness Torah's beloved elders, Ellie, representing a growing circle of elders in Wilderness Torah and in our communities who hold space. I'm seeing Reb Barry Barkin here, another beloved elder in our community who holds a pillar of eldership, another piece that we must honor. And so I want to ask you to take a moment now, turn towards somebody and share with them one thing that you believe, or one thing that you want to see show up in the fabric of a culture that is resilient, that is strong, that is woven, and that begins to shimmer so much that it can hold the greatest things from pure bliss and joy to the darkest, hardest places inside of ourselves that can be turned and healed inside that same community. What would that fabric look like? Take 3 minutes, turn to somebody, and just name a few things that you yearn to see in that fabric, and we'll come back with a song.
Sharing special skills.
Sharing skills.
Well-designed communal spaces.
More interaction with elders.
Elders.
Universality and specificity. Together again.
Aunties, uncles, elders, like community that actually wants to be in the children's lives and be with them.
Economic class and economic justice and visibility. Skilled conflict resolution.
A couple more.
Moving elders into the center.
Moving elders into the center.
Gender diversity. Saying hi and striking up a conversation with strangers.
Yeah, reaching out to the stranger. Beautiful. Radical participation.
Peacekeeping through crazy play.
Deep listening and humility of white people listening to stories of other people and how they impacted this world.
Interfaith acceptance.
Interfaith acceptance.
Yes. Reconstruction of laws of happens from building.
Progressive zoning laws. All that, we take all that and more, we rise up. We're going to bring this into our prayer now as we turn towards the east.